North Korea's saber-rattling as the UN imposes sanctions. It's International Women's Day, and women are rescued from the sex trade in India. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Following last month's nuclear test, the United Nations has approved sweeping sanctions against the isolated nation of North Korea. North Korea is threatening the world with first-strike nuclear attacks now. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs says while the sanctions may be meaningless for real change, it does mean something significant.
That shows that China is perhaps losing patience with the North Korean regime.
Nettleton says that change means little for Christians.
If they know you're a Christian, they've already arrested you. If you're a Christian, if the government finds out about it, you're arrested. You're taken to a concentration camp.
VOM is airmailing scripture in a unique way.
Balloon launches that float over into North Korea, they come down. That's a significant way of getting the gospel message. And actually, last year, we were able to deliver 50,000 New Testaments.
You can help support VOM's efforts in North Korea through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, the United Nations says the Syrian refugee crisis has topped 1 million 3 months early. There are still 4 million people trapped inside the country. Pioneer's workers are providing food packages, food coupons, blankets, donated clothes, heaters, and other essential goods. By meeting these basic needs, the love of Christ becomes tangible and lives are changed. Already 10 families have decided to follow Christ. Want to know more? MissionNetworkNews.org. This is Mission Network News. Did you know International Women's Day is today? Well, in honor of this day, Food for the Hungry is asking people all over the world to help empower marginalized women. Now, through their programs in countries like Bangladesh, Food for the Hungry is giving hope to women and families by teaching them to write about healthcare practices and also their legal rights. Pray that more women will become involved with these programs and learn to rely on Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, MNN's Katie Harth is wrapping up her series examining the plight of women in India.
I spoke recently with Tracy Thomas of Bright Hope International. They have a program rescuing girls and women from the sex trade in northern India.
As a woman, I see how much God exalted women in the Bible, how much women played a role in the ministry of Jesus and in the church and even today. And it just breaks my heart that such talent and such passion and such beauty is being held captive.
Along with rescuing girls and women, they raise awareness of the problem and they help rescued souls find healing.
We want them to come in and experience the love that Jesus would give to all people and then hopefully come to know it for themselves.
We have more about their work on our website. Pray that trafficked women would begin to see God's face.
That he would become real to them even before the hands and feet have come to talk to them about Christ.
Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And imagine going to school and 60% of your class is missing day after day. That's the case in developing nations because of waterborne illnesses.
Education requires a presence. And if people are unable to be where the education is taking place because they're sick, then illness is a factor that needs to be reckoned with.
Scott Vanderkoy with Worldwide Christian Schools says they're working with Water for Wisdom to fight the problem.
If we can help improve their nutrition and their overall health, we're going to give the students much more of a chance to benefit their families and communities.
You can come alongside their efforts at missionnetworknews.org.
Helping people learn how to be more healthy so that they can benefit their families economically, to us, is just the most Christ-like thing we could be involved with.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Like Jonah, God's issued the call on your life. Are you listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we running or willing to go wherever he sends us? Be challenged by this radical free book when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.